Hello and welcome to Leaf and Let Die. Today I'm here with...
T-Buck Chuck.
And...
J.C. Arkham.
At the pre-Bassa meeting today, we're drinking organic flavored tea, Maple Maple. They have named it Maple twice. And this is given to us by the wonderful Mo the Thrill Starkey. And so we're dropping it in the water. It has a string.
Oh, good. They spared no expense.
Yes. Now, Mo, good to see you, Mo. How are you?
I'm fine.
Excellent. Now, today we're going to talk about something that's very important to me. It's an issue that I've been wrestling with all my life, and that is the Green Lantern.
Oh, wow.
Now, here's what I'm positing to you. Here's the beginning of this whole thing. If a purple alien came to you and said, you can have this ring, but with this ring comes great responsibility, what would you do, JC?
Yeah, why not?
Really, you would take on the responsibility of being the defender of said planet.
Sure.
That planet could include Earth.
Why not?
Interesting. Chuck?
Well, you're not just taking on the planet, you're taking on a sector of the galaxy, so there's many planets you're responsible for.
You get to travel.
There is travel. The retirement probably sucks, as Abin Sur will tell you.
Yeah. Aren't you a member of the Green Lantern Corps until you die?
Or unless you quit, or the Guardians throw you out.
Yeah. Oh, can quit.
You can quit. You can be thrown out in the case of Sinestro, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm. I forgot about that.
Well, Sinestro didn't really so much quit as made a unilateral move.
Well, they threw him out, yeah.
Mo?
He promoted himself away from the company.
Indeed, yes.
Mo, would you do it?
Do what?
Be a Green Lantern?
No.
Because you like yellow too much, right?
I like all the colors. I have no prejudice towards any color.
Now, see, that's funny because I do. I don't like, honestly, I don't like puce. No, it's puce. Magenta's lovely. Chartreuse and puce are both sort of a green, right?
Well, and now we have many colors, right?
That's right.
Now we're all over the spectrum.
That's right.
And the only person I know of to have refused Sinestro's yellow fear ring,
mm-hmm.
Bruce Wayne, Batman.
Really?
Yeah, he fought it off. Yeah, tried to come and says, it was telling him, you, Bruce Wayne, have the ability to instill great fill, and he was, get off of me, and like threw it across the room.
By the way, you do realize that while the Green Lantern, yet one of the most powerful superheroes in comic book universe, is also the most weak. And I'll explain. So you know that he's susceptible to the color yellow, right?
Yes.
And he also has a weakness to wood.
Oh, I forgot he has a weakness to wood.
Which means you could kill him with a number two pencil.
That's the Golden Age one that had the weakness to wood, yeah.
But while being susceptible to yellow and wood, you could kill him with a number two pencil.
It depends on which Green Lantern you're talking about. If you're talking about the Golden Age, that was wood. If you're talking about Hal Jordan, that was, and the core, the monocore, that was yellow. Yeah.
Now, who's your favorite member of the Rogues Gallery?
My favorite of Green Lantern's Rogues Gallery? Oh, boy. Goldbug.
Goldbug. Nice.
The best.
Goldbug.
Now, see, I like, what's his name? Oh. Or no, he was actually not a member of the Rogues. He was a member of the,
Well, the Flash had the Rogues Gallery.
The Flash had the Rogues Gallery. The Green Lantern Corps, though, my favorite member of that is, Kilowog.
Kilowog.
Yes.
There is no doubt.
Poser, you're going to get in shape to be a Green Lantern.
You do that far too well, Chuck.
I'm going to be your Lantern Ranger. Line those poosers up for danger.
Excellent. Now, question number two. This is the tough one. Tonight is the return of Archer, the greatest television program ever. Mo, you might find it offensive. It's kind of like hanging...
Venture Brothers?
Yes.
Yes, I'm afraid so.
Oh, wow. Well, then
I'm afraid hands down.
At least a few.
It is like being with me when I'm alone and have no filter on.
How could she be with you when you're alone?
Yeah, why would I have a filter on?
And how would you be alone if I was with you?
I know. It's scary.
One of the many powers of the Green Lantern.
That's right. So who is your favorite spy ever? Mo.
James Bond, of course.
Chuck?
We'll
come back to you. JC? Chuck.
The unnamed spy in the novels by Len Denton.
Oh, wow. That brings me back.
He had a name in the movie, of course.
Yeah.
Which I can't remember, but in the novels he was unnamed throughout that whole series.
JC.
God, I haven't really given that much thought.
You have to come back to me on that. My answer is obvious for this one because it's been one of my all-time favorite characters in everything.
Okay.
Has been, no doubt, the man without fear. Who am I talking about? The Human Target. And when they did the Human Target TV show, I was so disappointed.
It was almost as bad as when they did the John Sable freelance television show.
That was okay. Actually, I kind of liked that.
You were okay with that?
I was.
That was filmed in Canada, right?
Yeah.
As a Canadian actor.
They were filming a lot of shit in Canada.
They were trying to do a good job.
Yeah.
But is that the one where no matter where you went, there was some kind of neon lighting somewhere? In a cell where they, seriously, when they were all locked up in a cell. And the bed in the cell had neon lighting underneath it, like, you know, like a Cholo's hot rod on Whittier. It was just,
oh my God.
Can you imagine what a Green Lantern would do with a lowrider?
Oh my God, I would love to see that.
I've got an answer.
You've got an answer.
Black and white.
Black and white. Hey, how are you, Brad? Everyone, Brad Lau is here.
Bradford.
Here's your question. Who is your all-time favorite spy?
See, I had that same look on my face, too.
Walsingham.
Walsingham?
You're talking to a historian now.
That's
so
right. Walsingham. Now, I would. Yeah, he's definitely a spy. He actually invented... Would you argue that he invented modern spycraft?
Yeah, because that was the emergence of the modern state, so he had to treat the European powers as nation states more than kingdoms.
Now you know what that means? We can now label this podcast educational.
Hey.
Woo! Public funding.
He's talking about black and white over there.
Mm-hmm.
Who was black and white's nemesis? They were both each other's nemesis, but they each had one nemesis that they both shared. Plaid.
Oh God, I forgot about that. Oh, Brad has brought gifts.
Brad is handing out the comics.
I already gave
they're on bag. No, wait a minute.
These are copies.
He's like, he's handing me an unbagged Golden Age comic.
Yeah, hand you an unbagged Superman number 9.
Table, it's like, I have water on this table, sir.
Because they were the wrapping for.
Oh? Oh, and he's pulling out? You already have one. I have just been handed Action Comics number 77, October 1941.
Superman versus
it's in the mid-40s.
Wow. That late. Wow. And Superman Ray Gun.
Superman Crypto Ray Gun.
Wow.
Can I see that?
That is...
I got this for like 35%.
And would you say that's very fine?
Oh, no. See.
Oh.
The pages are fine to very fine.
Yeah.
But there's a rip here.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, I didn't even see that.
So this goes from a 6 to a 3.
Yeah.
It's got a little bit of foxing.
And things like that.
Wow, but that's...
Yeah.
Well, this is...
They're artificial.
Right? Oh, okay. I see it's printed. Yeah, okay.
And
like,
the big all-American...
Golden Age comic and I've got water on the table.
Yes. That's actually a beautiful piece. I've seen that one before. Yeah. Hey, Tom.
That's beautiful. I want to print a copy of that.
Yeah, the cover of Superman number 9 is a wonderful cover.
That's very iconic. Too.
Who did that? That was...
In fact, point of fact here, this is actually the design S on the Superman that our good friend Zack Snyder used for Man of Steel.
Yeah, he's no one's friend. All right, now we are going to pour some tea.
What time is Saturday? I'll get back to you in just about
So we're pouring some tea now. That was Brad, everybody. You can follow Brad on Twitter at Brad doesn't have a Twitter. Oh, you do? What is it? Bradford underscore Lau at the Twitter will take you there. Now we're pouring some tea.
This tea is from Toronto.
Yes.
It's organic, which kind of scares me a bit.
And it's very dark. I'm noticing that right off.
Oh my gosh, it actually looks like tea. Mm-hmm.
So, okay, let's give it a smell.
It smells like a stack of pancakes.
It does smell like, it smells like walking off of the plane in YYZ.
Thanks, Chuck. Now I want pancakes.
And facing your Tim Hortons. Let's have a sip. That's not bad.
It's not bad. I can taste the maple.
I can taste the maple.
Except it needs to have a third maple in the title. So you can do like the maple, maple, maple.
Maple, 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 maple.
Like Marsha, Marsha, Marsha. Maple, maple, maple.
Now we want to be careful. This might have a little bit of the vortex.
Oh.
From Canada.
Now, you know what I love about Canada? Tim Hortons, and that's it. Oh, wait, poutine. But that's in Quebec.
You and Robert J. Sawyer, I think Tim Hortons gets into almost every novel.
It does.
Did you see The Swedish Chef?
Yes.
Doing the poutine. Yes.
I love...
For a guy who doesn't drink tea, this doesn't offend me. I actually dig it.
Yeah, I kind of like this.
Wow.
Unlike the last two we've had here, I can actually taste something other than the hot water.
Yeah, exactly. And I, you know what? And it gets you right at the end. It doesn't overpower you. I like this. Mo, you've done good.
I'm surprised, because the one I had was just awful.
Actually, I should rephrase that. Hugo-eligible fan artist, Mo the Thrill Starkey.
Plug.
Yes, you done good.
I wrote an article this time around, and it's in the Drink Tank, this issue of the Drink Tank.
That's right, and it's a wonderful little article. I really liked it.
I put out a blanket statement that everyone at this table technically is eligible.
That's true.
Quiet you. I'm eligible, but who'd ever vote for me?
If I write a few more articles, then I can be eligible in a different category.
You're eligible right now. You only need one.
You only
All
need
it takes is
one during the year to make you eligible.
And as I've proven, you can do anything for me, and you will win a Hugo.
I gave you an article last year.
You did give me an article last year.
You
gave me a couple, yeah. And I'm still waiting on that Superman article. And this Superman 9 cover will definitely will spur your imagination.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Howdy, howdy. Kevin and Andy just walked in with excessively blue pants.
It's not bad.
I have to say, I like this tea so much, I'm going to pour me a second. Wow, he never has a second cup at home. I'm too young to get that joke.
This is a great cover, because this is the one that Alex Ross used when 9/11.
Yes.
He put Superman and Crypto in front of the big sign that showed all the workers, the emergency workers. Yeah.
That's right.
The Golden Age Mr. Terrific. I'm going to cry.
Oh, man.
Terry Sloan, Golden Age Mr. Terrific.
Okay, we've got Mr. Terrific. We've got, that's, what's his name, right? That's Our Man, right?
No, that's the Atom.
Oh, that's the Atom. That's
in the bag.
Isn't that Johnny Thunder?
I'm not sure about that. So a lot of these
that's
characters
Lulu
in the
for
back.
Sure.
These are like funny comics I don't remember at all.
I'm going to have to scan this in.
There's the ever-bitchin' Ted Grant.
Oh, hey, they're all listed on the back.
We're all trying to be clever, and it's a key on the back.
Yeah.
Hop Harrigan, yep.
Hop Harrigan, wow. Green Lantern, Naughty, Winky, The Whip.
Now, for those of you who haven't heard, what we're talking about is a cover of the big all-American comic book by DC. And what year was it? Did he say 1940?
Probably 45.
45?
It's got to be somewhere in the mid to late 40s.
Well, it couldn't, because during the war, there weren't a whole lot of comics printed.
They were all being sent overseas.
Yeah, they're all being sent to the troops.
Yeah. Like, there was Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, Captain America.
Here's your comic book. Here's your rifle.
Here's the character. As you know, they're making a TV series starring Our Man is coming out. You know,
yes.
Rex TikTok Tyler.
Ooh,
they should consider one with Wildcat. I think that would be
Wildcat has always been one of my favorite characters.
Ted Grant, man.
Yeah. And wasn't there another? Oh, that also reminds me. You know what we watched yesterday that I hadn't seen? Superman Shazam? What was that called?
Superman Shazam, The Return of Black Adam.
Yeah, The Return of Black Adam.
Black Adam had the interesting accent.
Yes.
That was Arnold Bosley.
I am coming to get you, Billy Batson. You are fucking dead meat.
The only problem I had with it was I hated the animation style. But it was a good little story.
And you also watched for the first time
Superman Doomsday.
Oh, yeah? I haven't.
Which is interesting because it really does simplify the Superman's dead story so much that it actually becomes a palatable story that you can read in a sitting.
God, the fight scenes in that bit of animation.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd say
too long, but there were too many of them.
I was watching that once with a group of high school students. One of them turned around and said, Chuck, Superman's getting his ass handed to him, man.
I love when Superman bleeds because that's always the highlight for me.
Yeah, he's always surprised. He's always all excited.
What is that? Is that maple syrup? No.
The great taste of maple syrup.
It's been a long time since I've seen my own blood.
Yes. All right, well, now it is almost time to start for BASFA. So tonight's closing ask question, and this is the most important question I will ask all night. What comic book character would you want with you if you were hanging out at a singles bar?
The Ray.
Oh, excellent choice.
Quasar.
Aquaman.
Moon Knight. No question, Moon Knight.
Well, Quasar or Adam Warlock.
Oh, Adam Warlock.
They're both sort of moody-looking blonde guys, you know?
Yeah.
Very specific reason why I pick Aquaman. Why
is that?
Because if I pick any other superhero, all the women are going to ignore the hell out of me.
Hence why I picked Moon Knight. All right, people. So we'll see you next week on Leaf and